Soldiers race to rescue unconscious survivors from the auditorium. A bomb could still explode. The military hand over the comatose hostages to civilian authorities, but the general has kept his plans for ending the siege secret. So doctors, hospitals, and ambulance services are completely unprepared for the scale of the disaster.
The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who spends himself in a worthy cause, and if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
Theodore Roosevelt, Memorial Day, only on the History Channel.
So, this is it, said Arthur. We're going to die.
Yeah, said Ford. Except, no, wait a minute.
He suddenly lunged across the chamber at something behind Arthur's line of vision. What's this switch? He cried. What? Where? Cried Arthur, twisting round.
No, I was only fooling, said Ford. We're going to die after all.
Keith now double-parked outside the Indian Mutiny on Cathcart Road. Seated at his usual table, Keith ate poppadoms and Bombay duck, while the staff fondly prepared his mutton vindaloo. The napalm sauce, sir? Asked Rashid. Keith was resolved in this as in all things. Yeah, the napalm sauce. In the kitchen, they were busy responding to Keith's imperial challenge to make a curry so hot that he couldn't eat it.